From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. California is establishing a statewide mattress recycling program, but Governor Brown wants it to be refined a bit. Katie Orr has the details from Sacramento on that bill and others Brown signed into law Friday.
In signing the mattress recycling measure, Brown said he's pleased with the program's goals of using less landfill space and reducing blight in rural and inner-city California neighborhoods. But he says he wants a bill passed next year that addresses ambiguous language and regulatory concerns contained in the original measure. Brown also signed a bill aimed at modernizing the California Environmental Quality Act. It contains a provision that would speed up the construction of a new basketball arena in Sacramento. And Brown approved a measure that allows for industrial hemp farming in California. Hemp farmers will have to have their crops tested to prove the intoxicating compounds in the plants are within the state's legal limit.
And with about 2 weeks left to sign bills, Governor Brown still has some big ones sitting on his desk. Again, here's Katie Orr.
Brown has until October 13th to act on the legislation. In the stack of bills are several that come with very high profiles. One is a revamped version of the Trust Act, which would prevent undocumented immigrants from being turned over to immigration officials for low-level crimes. Brown vetoed a similar measure last year, but has worked with the bill's author this time around. Another bill awaiting action from Brown is one that would grant driver licenses to undocumented immigrants. Brown reportedly told lawmakers he would sign the bill if it passed both houses of the legislature. It did on the final night of session. Several gun control measures are also still pending. So is a measure that would ban the use of lead hunting ammunition. And local governments, if